bless you in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ, and we are Wednesday, the 28th of January 2026. My alarm woke me up, which is good, that's what it's supposed to do anyway, even though I snooze it, and you snooze it, you lose it, sister or brother. But no, like I snooze my alarm clock in the morning, and but then I know when to wake up on the last one if I'm gonna actually get up and do something. And I was just thinking about worry. You know, what is the alarm for worry? Sometimes we can just be doing our normal stuff, you know, we're walking with God, we're doing different things, but then all of a sudden worry has crept in and we don't even realize that we're worrying, or we're being anxious, or we're letting anxiety in. You know, it just kind of slips in there and takes over. And, you know, because worry is one of the most common struggle things amongst believers. You know, we get an idea, thought comes up, or a situation, and then we can either dwell on it in one or two ways. We can either take it to God, or we can sit and try and sort it out ourselves. And so, you know, when we understand what worry is correctly, then we can, you know, move and do something about it. Worry is not just simply anxiety about circumstances. It's a signal, it's an alarm. It's an alarm that sounds that when God is no longer first in trust and focus or order, then we've come to the left, or we've gone to the right. So worry doesn't mean you don't love God. Worry means something else. It just means that what you're worrying about has gone ahead of God. That's gone ahead of God. That's what is first, not God. And so basically, worry is just basically misplaced focus on what we're doing. In Philippians 4:6, it says, "Be careful or anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." And that word careful means full of care, divided, anxious, pulled in different directions. God's remedy is not denial, but realignment. And that's all we need to do. We need to realign our thoughts to what God is saying, and to who we are, and to what we have. Now, the real circumstances may be very pressing and seem to be very urgent. But if you want to deal with those situations, you need to get God first. You need to have peace and not throw caution to the wind. Not just throw everything out of the window that's good just to get your situation sorted out or to get your situation right. God wants you to put him first in everything that you're doing. Everything. From the least common denominator to the top. God wants to be first so that he can really lead and guide you. But he needs your permission to do that, right? He's saying, look, I know the thoughts and the plans I got for you. You know, I know the direction for your day. I know where you can have a fantastic day and where you won't have such a fantastic day. And I want you to come to me. I want you to stop worrying. Why are you worrying about? Your worry is not going to change your circumstances or get the job done. But faith, on the other hand, coming to me, letting me go to work for you, will do that. So when God is first, then faith starts to flow. So if you're a bit low in faith, then get God first. Let that faith flow. Peace, if you want peace, start focusing on God. Realign to God, and that peace will start to flow. Provision, if you've not got provision, just get restful. Trust God, look to him, and know that he is your source of supply. And then provision starts to show up, baby. Our worries, our fears and our doubts holds the things up. Holds the provision and blessing of heaven from us. And because we're relying on the natural man, of body, soul and spirit, the carnal man, that's full of envy, strife and doubts and worries and fears, rather than the spiritual minded man, which is full of faith, confidence and trust. Now when God is second, worry fills the gap. Striving replaces the rest, right? And pressure replaces fear. So God doesn't want you to be anxious over provisions. He doesn't want you to be anxious over your health or your relationships or your circumstances around you. He says, be still and know that I'm God. Get me in on the picture. Realign yourself with me first. Why did you get all shook up? Why did you look at your circumstances? Why did you try to handle things in your own strength, energy and effort? God says, now cease from your own works. Stop. Stop right now. And come to me. Pray. Get peaceful. And then my thoughts will start flooding your heart and your mind. The help will show up. The provision will show up. The blessings will show up. the restoration will show up. When we think about Matthew 6, you know, seek ye first the kingdom of God. You know, what did Jesus say? And he said, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life what you shall eat, what you shall drink, nor what you're going to put on your body. He said, don't worry about these things. You know, so the most basic human fears is those things, food, drink, clothes, and survival. You know, we should be thankful that we got those things, because we know that not only do we have them, but we can have an abundance of them, that we're in a position to bless others with those things, you know. But they're, at times we just get shook out about these things. It's just so easy, especially with the prices of everything going up. I was chatting with Kim earlier this morning, and she was talking about the price of this going up, the price of that going up. And I said, don't worry about it. Don't look at the price. God is our source. We believe him to provide all things. And God is with you, you know, and he can give us answers, solutions, directions, help, provisions, the things that we need if we keep him first. So we don't have to worry about that. So, you know, because like when Jesus was addressing the believers there in Matthew 6, he wasn't telling them to be careless about their life. He was just saying, take no thought for those things. Don't put your focus and attention there. So he was correcting where their thoughts lived. So where do your thoughts live? Do they live in worry, fears and doubts? Do they live in faith, confidence and trust? Are you believing God for your provision? Are you believing God for your health? Are you believing God for the things that you need? Don't you think God knows what you need? And don't you think God will meet those needs? Yes, he will. You know, this is just a reminder. This is something God just put in my heart this morning, real clear. Just stop worrying. You know, worrying is about who you trust to meet your needs, right? That's what you're worried about. Oh, is God going to meet my need, or am I going to meet my need? Oh, God's not going to do nothing. I have to go and do something. That's not true. And in part, it's true, because we do what God shows us to do for that need to be met in the situation, just like Elijah. You know, God said to Elijah, go to the brook Cherith. That's where you're going to get your need met. When that provision run out, he says, now go to Zarephath. I've instructed a widow woman there to meet your needs. All right, so it's moving on what God is showing you, but you need to be at peace. You know, Elijah must have been at peace to hear the voice of God and what he needs to do in that dire situation, because there was a famine going on. You know, Jesus, he points to the creation. Behold, the fowls of the air, your heavenly Father feedeth them. They don't worry, like the birds of the air don't worry. I'm looking out my window now and there's magpies, there's pigeons. They're there every day and they're on the floor, they're getting food, they haven't had to go to work for it. The only work they do is flying to go and find the food. And the food's there and they know where to go. Like, you know, so it's like they know what to do and they get on about doing it through that day. They're not worried about tomorrow, they're not storing up, they eat for today. When Jesus asked a question, it exposes people's weakness. Like he said to those guys, which one of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? I haven't read the whole record. You can go and read the record yourself. But he said to these guys, you know, which one of you, by taking thought, sitting down and thinking about your circumstances, can add one inch unto your stature, unto your height? Basically, that's what he's saying. You're not going to grow any by worrying. You know, you're going to grow old and you're going to grow weak and you're going to grow with lines on your face. You know, worry adds nothing apart from lines on your face. And it drains your strength, it drains your energy, it gets you all shook up inside. And then all of a sudden, not only does it shake you up, but then you start shaking up people around you because you're spewing out all your anxiety and worry about everything. God doesn't want us to do that. We're supposed to be ambassadors for the Lord Jesus Christ. We're supposed to be those representatives. You know, this is how we become that. The sons of God that we truly are is seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything that you need will be added unto you. So worry is the result of seeking provision before seeking God. Very simple, isn't it? When God is first, provision can be added, not chased. We don't chase our need. You know, the blessings of the Lord will chase you down and overtake you. Seeking first does not eliminate need, but it orders them. You can put things in order. When we go to God first, then he'll show us the steps that we need to take. Just like he said to Elijah, go and do so and so, go here, go there, do this, do that. When he done that, then he got his needs met. So God never promised we would not have no needs. He didn't promise that. He promised he would be first and needs would follow his order. God needs to be first, guys. No, so we need to keep him first. And when we put God first, then whatever's going on in your life, God can come in. And it doesn't necessarily mean that you've got a need with food or money or stuff like that. It could be stuff going on in your life, the things that you're doing, the things that you're trying to get accomplished. God says, be anxious. Stop it. Stop worrying. Get back in order. Get back. Get your thoughts back in order. Get that peace flowing. Because God is really with you. You know, God doesn't want you to be worried about everything. It's like Martha. But she was troubled because she was doing all the work. You know, she was cumbered about with much serving. She was doing this, doing that, and then she's looking at a sister that was just sat at the feet of the master, listening to his words. And so the word in that, it says in Luke 10:40, but Martha was cumbered about with much serving. You know, she was busy. She was busy doing this, busy doing that. And the word cumbered means to be dragged down, burdened. She was weighted by many things. She allowed herself to get overburdened with what she was doing. You know, she thought that was the most important thing. And Martha, you know, wasn't told off for serving. She was corrected for being distracted while serving. You know, so Jesus Christ identifies the problem very clearly. And he said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. Anxious, that word careful is anxious. So many, many things concerned her, the many pressures. And he said in verse 42 of Luke 10, Mary have chosen the good part which shall not be taken away from her. So basically worry increases when activity replaces intimacy. Now you've got a bit more intimacy with God so that you can do the things that you're going to do. You can do your activities with blessing, that your mind is not distracted because you put first things first. Serving God without sitting with God produces stress. You know, we need to spend time with God in everything that we do. Everything should flow from that relationship with our Father, that we sought him in prayer, that we spent time, that we got our thoughts in order and well arranged. You know, Jesus would say to his disciples, you know, have your thoughts well arranged. Keep your thoughts in order. You know, peace flows from choosing presence over performance. So it's not about what you do, it's the heart that you do it with, and that we're not missing what God wants us to do. You know, we can be busy for God and still miss God. You know, God wants us to have that time with him. So worry reveals when intimacy has been replaced by responsibility. And God wants us to be blessed. You know, priorities need to be in order. So like we see in the book of Haggai, you know, the priorities wasn't in order. And God speaks to Israel during a season of frustration and lack. These guys were, you know, frustrated, and everything they had was, you know, being wasted. And you can read the book of Haggai. And what did God say in that? Haggai 1:5, it says, now therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. God wanted them to sit down and be still, know that he was God. They were working hard, but nothing was satisfying them. And Haggai 1:6 says, you have so much and bring in little, and ye earn wages, and earneth wages to put into bag with holes. Your money ain't going anywhere. Why is that? There's got to be a reason for that. So this picture of constant effort with constant anxiety. When you see that, they were working hard, and they were doing this and doing that, but they were leaving off God first. So God revealed the cause of their problem. And it is said in verse 9, he says, because of mine house that is waste, and ye run every man unto his own house. So God was not first. So when God is out of order, life becomes strange. And it's not that God is out of order, but he's not in order in our life. That's what I mean. You know, effort without alignment produces anxiety. But putting God first restores flow, peace, and fruitfulness. And so it's about focus. You know, God is not punishing any of us. God is not withholding any good thing, but we do need to be in a flow, in alignment with him, so the flow and ebb of God can just come to us like milk and honey. That's God's heart. You know, he wants that milk and honey. And remember this great scripture that I've always used and spoken about in Isaiah 26:3. It says, thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. And so peace is not the absence of pressure, it is the presence of trust. So anyway, God is with you. And God is for you, and he certainly loves you. You know, we've got to kind of look at worry as a teacher, in a sense. It reveals where trust has shifted, where our trust has shifted. Where has it shifted from God to something else, to ourselves, or to fixing the situation? Or, you know, our focus has drifted. When your focus drifts, it goes off to the left or to the right, then the worry can come in. That, you know, then you start to ponder, and then doubt, and then fear, and then all sorts of things can go on. And where God needs to be restored to first place, that's what we got to do. You know, restore God to first place in what we're doing. You know, get back in alignment and harmony in those areas where you might be shook up, worried, or have anxiety, or have lack. Get back in alignment with God. Okay, Father, what do you want me to do? You know, be still. Seek the presence of God. Seek the direction of God. Here, give it to you. Here, show you what you need to do. And you can't be so busy with the world and expect the blessings of God at the same time. He wants you blessed, but he says, if you put me first, then I can take care and really bless you like you've never been blessed before. So really, that was just something that's in my heart to share with you guys this morning. God bless you. You're the best.